praying in times of affliction and distress. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What do you do in times of troubles? How do you handle it? Jonah prayed to the Lord, even at times when he had walked away, when he had done what the Lord does not like. God called him to go to Nineveh, he took exactly the opposite route. And finally, he got punished and was thrown in the sea. He was almost about to drown. And yet, he prayed. And Jonah 2, verse 2, "In my distress, Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. From deep in the water of the dead, I cried for help, and you heard me." Or, "I cried by the reason of my affliction to the Lord, and he heard me." Even in times when God needs to punish us, and there is always reason, because we are never perfect, God might be angry, he may not approve what we have done wrong, what we have sinned. And yet we can call on him for grace, always, no matter what we have done. Because in the end, his grace is always bigger. His love and mercy is bigger than his wrath. Similarly, as a mother fundamentally loves the child, and even if the child has done something wrong, the mother might be angry, but in her heart, she still loves him or her. So even the mother might be angry at the moment, the child is still talking to the same mother and seeking the loving mother in her. Same we can walk to the Lord. Even the Lord is punishing us for our good, yet we can walk to him and ask for forgiveness, ask for his love, seeking his grace and trusting in his mercy. Lord, we thank you for that great opportunity that we can come to you always, even when we have things done wrong, and that is always the case in our life. We are never perfect. Thank you for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you that even if you punish us, you do it for our good in the long term. In that sense, we pray that you guide us through this life towards your eternal kingdom, where we praise your holy name forever. Amen.